From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring Berlin Husky.
I get so blue while waiting for you, but darling, I'm true while I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. I miss you, my dear, how I wish you were here, but please have no fear, I'm still waiting, 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 waiting. I wonder if I'm wise for waiting, 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 waiting. I'm done. Oh, life ain't no fun, just waiting, waiting, waiting. Nothing seems right, the moon don't shine bright. I cry every night while I'm waiting, 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 waiting. I wonder if I'm wise for waiting, 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 waiting. I'll keep waiting, waiting.
Thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
And you folks will hear from lots of your favorite Grand Ole Opry stars tonight, stars like June Carter, the Jordanaires, Del Wood, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
And guess who I brought along as a special guest tonight? Two of the finest fellas in country music, those ever-loving Leuven brothers. Yes, sir. There's going to be lots of harmony at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and some of it's coming up right now. Let's welcome four fellas who always turn out a fine gospel song, the Jordanaires.
Sort of little shepherd lad who tended sheep out in the hills and guarded them from bad. Well, the Lord appointed David, then he took that horn of oil, anointed him amid their midst with the blessing on his soul.
Well, glory, glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, the Philistines and Israelites in battle on the gleam were camped between two mountainsides with a valley in between. Well, David was a little boy who tended on the sheep. He challenged little David to an open field of fight.
Well, glory, glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, he met Goliath in that land, rock and slingshot, and his hand through that rock, straight as a die, hit that giant between the eyes.
You know, Goliath, sword in hand, brought peace to that land.
Well, glory,
glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, little David, slew Goliath. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Say, tell me, Ferlin, how did you happen to get into the entertainment field?
Well, Grant, I guess because it suits me, or maybe I'm suited for it. Huh?
Well, you mean like Prince Albert's smoking tobacco is just naturally suited for pipe-smoking enjoyment. Well, it's only natural that P.A. should be perfect in a pipe. You see, Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, full flavor of the fine choice tobacco. So you get a cool, comfortable smoke, pipeful after pipeful.
Yes, and PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes smooth and long burning. No wonder Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Fellas, taste-test PA in your next pipe or making cigarette. Yes, sir, enjoy the pleasure of natural tobacco taste. That's Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, I told you a little while back that I'd brought along two country music friends, and they brought along their Pickens, Manzo, Bannon, and Manzo, and everything they pick with to put you on some good music. So let's make them welcome Ira and Charlie, the Lubin Brothers. Howdy, Ira and Charlie. It's nice to see you again, and I don't have to welcome you here because you're as much of the opera as any of the rest of us, but we're glad to work on the same show with you.
Thank you, Ferlin. That goes double for us because it's 2 hours.
Well, thank you very much. I know you've been up in Canada here lately. I just wondered if you wanted to make a plug where you're going next.
Well, I tell you, we're going to be in Montana, North and South Dakota, Iowa and Wisconsin, and all those places about the 16th.
Tell everybody I said howdy. I just come back.
We'll do it. I'll give them your little red garter.
You got a new one for us tonight?
Yes, we have. A brand new one. How would you like to hear You're Running Wild?
I like it. I do like it.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear. You're running wild. Gone away. You think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild.
What do you say we all getting a little spare dancing right now as Dale Potter and Tommy Faden fiddles an old hoedown called Mississippi Sawyer.
Look out the door. Get bird out of the inn. Bird out of the old crowing. We ain't gonna call us, we're gonna make it. Bring your partner, don't play.
Tonight, friends, with your permission, we'd like to do something a little different right about here. Instead of our usual sacred song, we'd like to tell you a story about a little boy that has a human, spiritual, heartfelt touch to it. We call it Little Tom, and we hope that you'll like it. I walked in the cafe and ordered myself something to eat when a little boy walked in with his shoes half off his feet. He said, "Buy a paper, mister?" I said, "How old are you, son?" 7, sir, and when my papers are sold, I'll be on my way home." "What's your name?" "Thomas, but everybody calls me Little Tom. They name me after my daddy, but they say I look like my mom." I said, "Why, it's almost midnight, son. You should be home asleep." He said, "I know it, but I want to get me a bicycle, and I gotta help Mama buy something to eat. My daddy's pretty mean to us, and he spends most of his money for wine. He don't hold a job like other men. He gets fired all the time." I said, "Have something to eat. Ain't you hungry, son?" He said, "I guess a little bit. I believe I'll have a hamburger and a glass of milk to go with it." I said, "Is that enough?" He said, "Make it 2, because I ain't eat since noon." "Where do you live, son?" "On Main Street, sir. They's 6 of us live in one room. There's me and my 3 brothers and my mom and my dad. But someday I'm going to buy Mommy a big house if I have to turn out bad." My appetite left me as I sat there watching him, and I thought, he's just one of thousands that's brought up in a home of sin, where their parents deprive their children and forget the maker of all mankind, then wonder why there's juvenile delinquency when they're at fault most of the time. I bit my lip and fought back tears as I watched the little guy leave the cafe, and I wondered how many more children would be brought up that way.
Little Tom, what will be your fate?
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ferlin, do you have a favorite time of day for enjoying a making cigarette?
Why, Grant, I enjoy a making cigarette any time as long as it's made with Prince Albert and an OCB paper.
Well, Ferlin's right, folks. Anytime you're in the mood for natural tobacco taste, just reach for mild, tasty Prince Albert. You know, nature herself put the flavor in PA, and the rich natural flavor is held and heightened by PA's own special process.
Being crimped cut, PA rolls real easy. It won't blow around or dribble out at the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with mild, mellow Prince Albert. Taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, we got another treat coming up now. It's the queen of the country music piano, and she's about to plunk out one of her latest RCA Victor recording hits. Miss Dale Wood with Intermission at the Opera.
Thank you, Dale. That was swell.
Our granny's made of brine, didn't it? Well, let's see. Dale, that was swell. I think I'll make another one here. Like, in a little while we see the harvest moon, but in a little while we'll see Miss June. That's, where is she? June Carter! June Bug! Fine, June. How are you?
You know, I don't know whether I ought to come out here and be on this show with you or not after what you done to me today.
What?
Did you tell them about it yet?
No,
You ain't told them about it, have you?
I don't remember everything. I don't guess.
Well, I remember. He's got himself one of them brand new cars, and he run over me today. He did. He runs right smack dab over me. Just flattened me out right there in the road. You did, too, you old
hothead. Well, I didn't hit you hard, June.
I know, but you hit me. That's all it was to it. I was just a-standing there in the middle of the road, minding my own business, and Ferlin, he come down through there making about 70 miles an hour and just hit me. I went straight up. My hat went one way, my shoes went another, and my petticoat went another, and I come down with a whole lot less than I went up with, too. You ought to be ashamed. I hit right on the hood of that car. Just splop, buddy, right on the top of it. And there I sat, and Ferlin hissed peeping at me through the windshield. And he says, "Honey, do you know what you're sitting on?" I said, "I ought to, you smart aleck. I've been a-setting on it for about 27 years now."
Ah, June, you know that car wasn't that old.
Well, now. I'm a-laughing, Ferlin, but I don't feel that way. To tell you the truth, I'm just tore all to pieces.
You don't look
too
good.
Can you tell it? I'm just tore all up on the inside.
Yeah, well, I can't see the inside, but you don't look too good on the outside.
No, sir, furlough, buddy. If you just look close, you can just see. You won't like me no more when I tell you what I've done.
What have you done?
Oh, I've just done a terrible thing, Ferlin. It's just tore me all to pieces. Just soon as I tell you about it, the policemans will come and get me.
What?
They will. They'll come and get me. They'll haul me away, and they'll put me in an electric chair for 99 years.
No.
Yeah, and then you know what they'll do?
No.
They'll fry me.
Yeah. You've been fried.
Yeah, they'll fry me in there.
What have you done so awful? That must be them coming out.
Yeah.
What have you done so awful for the law to get you?
Oh,
well,
my
you committed
goodness.
A murder or something?
Yeah, I've killed something, Ferlin. I killed it dead at the doornail right out here in front of the Grand Ole Opry House. Killed it. It's laying out there dead now.
What'd you kill?
Killed a great big old dog. I was just standing there leaning up against the Opry, chewing my chewing gum, leaning up against the Grand Ole Opry House, and this great big old dog, tall and furred and husky, come down the street
How
and started gnawing on my leg.
How tall?
He was a big dog. He was a whopper. It was a great big dog.
How big was it?
It's getting littler all the time,
yeah,
ain't it?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. Well, he's one of them great big Mexican chihuahuas. He walked up and started gnawing on my leg. Well, that made me mad, it did, buddy. Then I reached over and I grabbed me a pitchfork that's standing there, and I took that pitchfork and I rammed it smack back through that dog. I killed him dead in the doornail. Out there now, dead boy.
June, you wouldn't have had to job them. You could have took the pitchfork and turned it around and went at him with the other end, you know.
I could have?
Yeah, you could have gone at him with the other end of the pitchfork instead of jobbing him.
Well, why didn't he turn around and come at me with the other end? Ferlin, you have got a new car, ain't you?
Yeah, I have, June.
I wonder if after the show tonight that you took me for a little ride in your new car.
Well, I hadn't planned on it, but yeah, I've got to go up to Indiana, but I'd be glad to take you for a little ride before we leave.
Well, I tell you what, you wouldn't take me out on a lonely country road, would you?
No, wouldn't think of it.
Wouldn't try to hug on me and kiss on me and smooch on me.
Oh, June, you know I wouldn't do that.
Love around on me or nothing.
No, wouldn't never think of it.
Uh-uh. Well, what are we going for then?
Well, we always get a kick out of talking to June, and we always get some good songs from our guests, especially when we have the boys like the Leuven brothers. Let's make them welcome again. Thank you so much, friends. Before we have Charlie and Ira to sing another song, I'd like to present them with something that was given to me tonight from the Cash Box and the Country and Western Jamboree magazine. Boys, I'd like to present you with the best sacred annual DJ poll, Country and Western Jamboree. This makes your second year for getting this one of 1956. And also the award from Cashbox from being the best new singing group. Congratulations, Ira and Charlie.
Thank you, Farland. Since my big brother Ira does most of the speaking, I'm going to let him thank the friends for the award.
Charlie, I can say only that we're truly grateful, and we hope that in the future we'll keep singing something that the folks like to hear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ira, I don't know exactly what you want to sing next, but if you do one of them type of songs that helped you win the award of being the best sacred numbers or the award of the year, we'd appreciate it.
Berlin, I think a good number would be That's All He's Asking of
Thank
Me.
You.
I know I can't please this world and please God.
For I can't serve two masters and keep them both pleased.
And I love my God more than I love this world. And that's all He's asking of me. I have had my best friend to forsake me. They have turned me away from their door, with a heart filled with hate, they have judged me and robbed me of treasures untold. They can hurt my name, but I will never cry.
When they falsely accuse me and others believe,
for they cannot change my record on high. And that's all that matters to me. I know I can't please this world and please God.
For I can't serve two masters and keep them both pleased.
And I love my God more than I love this world. And that's all He's asking of me.
That's two young fellas who really turn out the country music, the Lubin Brothers. Now, when it comes to guitar picking, here's a fella that puts all of them in the shade, Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. We've had a lot of good music up to now, and I'd like to get back in on it again and do the other side of our newest record, one called Nothing Looks As Good As You.
I see a
lot of things that strike my fancy. Life itself is beautiful, that's true. I'll admit that I admire a pretty woman, but nothing looks as good as you. I'm proud that I'm a part of God's creation. Every day I live, I see something new. But nothing that I see brings consolation, 'cause nothing looks as good as you. I see the leaves a-changing colors in the forest, and amidst the trees the sun comes peeping through. The world is full of a lot of things with beauty, but nothing looks as good as you. I'm proud that I'm a part of God's creation. Every day I live, I see something new. But nothing that I see brings consolation, 'cause nothing looks as good as you.
Well, sir, I haven't had so much fun in a long, long time. And we sure hope you all enjoyed all the picking, singing, dancing, and fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Be sure and be on hand next week, same time and place, because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard once again. Up in the driver's seat next week will be our good old buddy Cowboy Copas, and he's bringing along one of the singing sensations of the nation, Johnny Cash. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thanks for everything, neighbors, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarette? They taste great. Yes, that's the big news, the exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, the flavor's all there, so smooth, so full, so natural tasting.
Today, discover the extra smoking pleasure Cavalier's new blend brings you. Enjoy Cavalier's fresh, rich tobacco taste, smoke after smoke.
Taste great, a great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with a wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.